The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you, Brad. Right off the bat, LSU, Alabama, under the lights in Tiger Stadium. What you call?
Man, it's going to be a barn burner, isn't it, boys? Yep. You know, Alabama has been far from invincible, to say the least, this season. And they're a team that's won three of the last four meetings in this series, stretching back to 2020. You look at LSU, I think they're going to, you know, score the cover in this game, quite honestly, and win this game straight up as well. You know, you look at the Tigers, number 8 EPA per play offense, number 23 in defense. They know Alabama, pair of fives nationally in both of those categories. Look at a lot of the data and the sites that are out there, have the Crimson Tide as a slight favorite. But I think LSU, a team that has ample motivation of bailing the outside looking in, the initial college football playoff ranking, they get a win here. They bounce off the bubble and in the projected field. So mammoth implications in this game. And I think go Tigers will certainly apply. So I'll take LSU plus a 2.5, and I'll sprinkle a little action on the money line straight up.
Whoa, go Tigers. All right, Thursday night football, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens. Man, Cincinnati's got defensive issues all across the board except for one spot, Trey Hendrickson. And now you got to go up against King Henry and Lamar Jackson. Good luck. Your thoughts?
Godspeed, I will say that. Look, last time these two teams faced was 41-38 in overtime. The Baltimore game had a victory there on the road. So another game with a lot of shootout appeal, guys. I tell you what, if you're a fantasy football enthusiast, if you like betting overs on certain player props, this game is for you, because I think there's going to be points aplenty from start to finish. The one area you could really do some damage offensively, Baltimore outstanding in that front seven. I think Chase Brown, a guy that had a breakout game last week on his 30-plus touches, found the end zone a couple of times, over 100 yards on the ground alone. He'll probably kept the bay in this one, but Ja'Marr Chase had nearly 200 receiving yards in the first matchup. He gets any piece of Brandon Stevens in this game. He's going to go well north at the century mark yet again. Yep. Joe Burrow, I think he's good for 300 or more passing yards. Get that at significant plus money right now. Probably 2 to 3 touchdowns to the air as well. Won't get quite 5 air strikes like he had in that first matchup, but this game is going to be breathtaking. It's going to be extraordinary offensive football from beginning to end, and I think the Ravens will emerge victorious in a hotly contested affair, but it could be, again, first to 40 wins.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. Georgia, Ole Miss.
Well, Georgia Ole Miss, another game with a lot of implications there. Another game with a barn burner feel to it as well. And Ole Miss on the outside looking in the initial college football playoff ranking like LSU. They need another marquee victory. And what a ripe opportunity to secure exactly that. And look at UGA. Laying the 2.5 there. I kind of like Ole Miss at home, catching the 2.5. A team that, again, has been outstanding EPA data. Number 4 in the country EPA per play offense. Number 6 in EPA per play defense. A little bit better than Georgia in both those categories. Georgia number 10 in offense, 9 in defense. I think it's going to be nip and tuck. It's going to come down the final possession, but I think Ole Miss – is going to win this sucker, maybe on a last-second drive with a hand there, Jackson Dart, maybe finding somebody in the end zone, maybe get him in field goal range. But I like Ole Miss taking this sucker by 3 points. I'll take them straight up on the money line like I did with LSU.
I never thought I'd say this 9 games into the season. An undefeated Indiana Hoosiers basketball team, maybe, but an Indiana football team going up against the, well, I can't call them national champs, but they were national champs last year, the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, look, man, Michigan's an absolute punchline right now. The quarterback play has been a monumental struggle, and, you know, Tuttle is no longer even on the team. He retired from football. That really kind of says it all. What the state is offensively for that school. And, you know, defensively, still rather stout up front. On the back end, though, they are a burnable and beatable team. And it got Rourke, quarterback for Indiana, guy can really twirl the pigskin accurately, consistently down the field, really can pick you apart. And Indiana is quite underrated defensively. They're a better defensive team, and according to EPA data, than the Wolverines are. Indiana, number 19 EPA per play defense, number 2 in EPA per play offense. Michigan, a woeful 51 in EPA per play offense, 36 in EPA per play defense. I know 14.5 is a boatload of points, and it might frighten some people away, especially with Captain Hook. Yar, shiver me timbers, a part of that equation. But I think Indiana is going to win by 3 or more scores and silence everybody with an opportunity in a couple of weeks, taking on the Ohio State in Columbus, and we're going to see their real, true colors in that showdown in Columbus.
Brad, I'll never forget, this was 2020, and LSU was defending national champs. So I talked to Coach Orgeron. He's like, Mike, hey, they treated us like we were the same team, but I didn't have the same players. Man, he said, you know, they took the boots to us anytime they could do it. And it goes to show you, man, when you lose so much to the NFL draft and to graduation, man, you're not the same team. You know, you're not that team that won the national championship. You're not even close. And boy, what a drop off at quarterback. Good gracious.
Yeah, man, it's been a misadventure, to say the least, for Michigan, whether it's Orgy or Tuttle or somebody else. They just do not have a competent quarterback that can bring it all to the table. And the problem was, you know, we're victims of their own success. You know, Harbaugh jumped to the NFL. They played the national title game, of course, won the whole shebang. So they're already late in the recruiting game with the transfer portal and NIL and all that at work. So they're already behind the eight ball. And even with the brand name superpower that they are at the University of Michigan, they weren't able to acquire a suitable and sustainable passer to set them up for success this year. So, you know, I'm not crying tear in my beer. I mean, anybody would probably sacrifice the following season to be subpar if you want an national title the year before. Michigan's going to be A-OK, but they're getting their comeuppance, if you will.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This year.
All right, Brad, I'm not going to lie. I looked like an idiot last week, but I'm not alone in this. I don't think I was alone. Last Thursday, a very spooky Halloween, the Jets being 2.5-pointer, the Jets being favorites at all, regardless of those 2.5 points, and then somehow they come out and win. Now, I'm looking at the Sunday night game. It's Lions-Texans. I know it's in Houston. Should I trust the Texans again? Was it a trap game? I'm leaning Lions, and you know, it's what, 3.5 right now, and I just don't believe in the team.
Look, I believe in Lions more than anything else. I'm kind of with
I believe that.
Captain Oaks. Yeah, look, I picked Baltimore and Detroit to represent in New Orleans, your guys' wonderful city, for the Super Bowl this year, preseason. And so far, that's looking pretty good. And I think Baltimore is going to be able to get over the hump of Kansas City and Lamar's lack of success in those matchups historically. But, man, the Lions are the bar none the best team in professional tackle football right now. And it's amazing to say, without Aiden Hutchinson, they're, you know, bookending on the defensive line. They've had some serious issues in the back end defensively. That's a vulnerable unit. I still believe in that secondary, and they are beatable in that capacity. But offensively, they're just a juggernaut with that 1-2 punch on the ground of Mandatory Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They do a lot of dirty work underneath. Sam LaPorta had a subpar season, and they're still making plays. Jared Goff has been brilliant. They get Jameson Williams back off suspension this week. I think it's going to be all systems go, and they're going to come out with guns a-blazing against H-Town. So I will lay the chalk with the Lions, and I kind of like the over in the game overall. I think it's going to be a high-scoring battle from beginning to end.
No, I'm right there with you. The over set of 49, you know, Lions 3.5-point favorites. I just don't have a lot of faith in the Texans right now. Maybe that was just a trap game, like I said. And they beat them up bad. And Lions beats up everybody bad. Whether, you know, Goff has 83 yards or not, they're just dumping on people. But you did mention the Ravens and the Lions and in your Super Bowl picks. Two teams that are going to stand in their way play this Sunday, Steelers-Commanders. What are you thinking about that game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wonderful showdown between a couple of squads. And Russell Wilson's really impressed me. Look, I was highly doubtful of him, you know, being inserted there under center over Justin Fields, who, you know, played pretty damn well when he was at the controls, a winning record overall. He was top 10 adjusted completion percentage before getting the rug pulled out from underneath him. But Russell Wilson's been more than adequate. He's been, you know, subpar in terms of his accuracy, but that moon ball, when he got a guy who can bend and contort the body like George Pickens, they can make beautiful music on the field. We've seen that. They add Mike Williams out of the mix with that trade with the Jets, get another guy that can really be a field stretcher. We'll see how much he's got left in the tank. But really the unsung hero of this team has been Najee Harris. The Alabama Slammer has been marvelous on the ground, and Jalen Warren's back and healthy, and has been more than suitable as a change of pace running back. I think that 1-2 punch combined with Wilson, it adds that offensive balance, and we know the defense can really get after the quarterback. I do like Washington, though, in that game. They're a team on a mission right now. Jane Daniels has been utterly amazing, a surefire lock to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And dare I say it, guys, I think the Commanders are going to take the NFC East division. They're plus 110 right now at BetMGM to do so. And I think they're going to undercut the Eagles in the end.
Brad, Saints-Falcons, and this has always been sort of a weird game. Stuff happens that you couldn't predict. I mean, look, the first game. The Falcons don't score one offensive touchdown against the Saints, and they somehow win the game. Okay, you had a muff punt for a score, then a pick six. Now with the coaching change, with Darren Rizzi now the new head coach of the Saints for the remainder of the year, I watch the Falcons, and they're a really good running team, and when they can protect Kirk Cousins, man, he can carve you up. But I don't know from a defensive standpoint how good they are. They have a player here and there, especially up the middle with Grady Jarrett and Onyemata and A.J. Terrell in the backfield, but at defensive back. I'm not sure about how good they are on defense. So I think they win and try to tsunami you. They score as many points as they can, and they sort of hold on defense.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment, quite frankly. Defense is inadequate. I will say that, you know, with the supreme confidence behind that description, you know, a team that's only number 20 right now in EP per play defense, so the back end defensively too, you can really carve them up. And I think the slicing and dicing is going to be front and center, you know, potentially in that game for Derek Carr. And, you know, Alvin Kamara is a guy that can really get the job done. Taysom Hill being a jack of all trades, whether it's a receiver or a runner, present some problems. And I think this game is going to be a sneaky good shootout. I really truly believe that. I think Atlanta is in an advantageous position. Marshawn Lattimore now with the Commanders, obviously. That enormous story that went down, area of need and an upgrade, massive one for Washington in that secondary. And, I worry about Lawrence Taylor there outside having to maybe contain Darnell Mooney in this game. We'll see if Drake London can play. He's day-to-day with a hip pointer. But, Atlanta's got weapons galore. Bijan Robinson doing some business on the ground. Tyler Allgeier being a power complement as well in that 1-2 punch and that rushing attack. So, defense, I think, is going to be optional for both teams in this game. And you're right. Every single time they get together, it's what, first to 30, 35 wins. I think it's going to be the case yet again.
Man, a prop bet. Tyler Allgeier has been a pain in the butt to the Saints every time he plays them. Man, that little dude, he comes after you. He's not super fast. He's not quick. He's not the most powerful guy. But he's a little bit of a combination of the three. And I don't know if it's style or what. They have had a lot of difficulties stopping Tyler Allgeier. So you might want to look at that as a prop, Brad. I'm just telling you, giving you a little hint right there.
Yeah, over under right now, BetMGM, 38.5. I'm with you. I would love to take the over on Tyler Allgeier on that particular prop. A guy that's top 10 in the NFL this season in yards after contact per attempt. All he does is play bully ball.
That's correct. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we always love to have you on, and we love to hear your insider comments. Thanks so much, bud.
Muchas gracias, amigos. Good luck this weekend.
All right. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL insider, Brad Evans.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.